Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. And he's just joining us for one segment. This is on the weather. The head of the UK Independence Party, Nigel Farage, is going to be joining us. In fact, I'm looking for my folder with his info. Here it is. He's going to be joining us to talk about EU implosion and a lot more, and how they're now targeting members of the UK Independence Party and taking their children away from them, their foster children away from them, saying it's racist to want national sovereignty. This is how the Marxists operate. Let's go ahead and actually punch up here while we can, drudgereport.com. You can see Paul Joseph Watson's article is the top story there. We're going to be getting into some of that report today after Mr. Farage leaves us. Black Friday gun sales hit new record high. Overwhelming demand crashes FBI background check center. Isn't that convenient? So they'll just deny you the Second Amendment because their computers crash. Who knows if that's even true? And we're going to be going over that report as well today. Hat tip to DrudgeReport.com for helping get this key news out to everyone, because after all, we are all in this together. And then after he leaves us, we have John McAfee, and I've confirmed it's him. From Belize, from an undisclosed location, wanted reportedly for murder. And he says he didn't do it, and they're basically framing him. And he said that he got raided by the police and stuff a few months before that. It's all just been bizarre. And, yeah, I mean, I can believe the Belizean police are corrupt. I have watched them. I don't know, I've probably been to Belize. Let's not exaggerate. 8 times in my life? And I stay well clear of Belize City, formerly British Honduras. I stay well away from their police. They are well known for being about as corrupt as it gets. Though they're not shaking people down, it's just you don't want to mess with them. Because they've got other things that are making them money, like narcotics trafficking. So they're not really in the business of shaking too many people down. But they do that sometimes to business owners. So we're going to be getting the antivirus software maker on with us, who is on the lam. You never know who's a listener. Usually we get contacted by famous people. They don't want to come on the show. They just want a hat tip to us, and we appreciate that. And but we're going to be breaking that down with him at the bottom of the hour. And then coming up, Obama to appeal to the nation and the public on fiscal cliff. He'll want more taxes, of course, to give to foreign banks. And also, unexpected data from the Large Hadron Collider suggesting that collisions may be producing a new type of matter, which is what a lot of scientists said. It could create a black hole, a strange lit adding matter, and could destroy us. And they're doing thousands of tests, and any of them could destroy us. You know, they had equations for atomic weapons in 1900, Max Planck and others. And they've had equations since the 20s for weapons that could destroy the whole planet. And that's the type of stuff they're looking for with this. But the elite says, you know, they're going to do it nevertheless. And that ties in with Cambridge University Center will study technologies that pose extinction level risk to humanity. And Paul Watson has a big article up at Infowars.com. Breaking that down and tying into some of the history of that. Let me give you some of these headlines here. Experts to study whether robots will exterminate humanity, which you might have read in our October issue of InfoWars magazine, where we went over all the quotes and the information and had 4 separate articles of many others just on that subject. That's why we say people should give the gift of subscriptions to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get 10 memberships for $5.95 a month. We're running that during December. Use one membership, one username, passcode. 10 people can be logged on simultaneously. Great gift.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are blasting out worldwide here on the syndicated transmission today. We are going to have the head of the UK Independence Party joining us, Nigel Farage. In fact, we have him online with us right now. Then I'll get into the economic news and other top world news stories that we're going to be getting to. And he joins us. Nigel Farage is a UKIP MEP from Southeast England, and he serves on the European Union Parliament. And he exposes the fact that it's the EU bureaucrats themselves that actually have set up a dictatorship. And the parliament itself has become ceremonial, and he's now one of the leaders worldwide, globally, even more than Ron Paul, when it comes to fighting unelected global corporate governance. And I wanted to get him on to talk about UKIP also under assault and demonization, because it's the fastest growing party, second largest in the European Union, out of England right now as well. The system's really scared of them. But, sir, you've got the floor here. Thank you for coming on with us. Tell us where Europe is right now. You've been predicting its collapse because of its authoritarianism, like the Soviet Union. Now it's openly saying it wants to dissolve whatever sovereignty's left of the member states. Where is the euro right now, sir?
It's a mess. I mean, the currency doesn't work. And again today, we've had another negotiation to get another tens of billions to be sent to the Greeks. Not, of course, that money actually helps the Greek people. It gets recycled through the Greek government, straight back to French and German banks. We've got youth unemployment now in southern Europe between 50 and 60% in those southern European countries, and a massive north-south split in the European Union. I mean, basically, the economic logic says the whole thing's a failure, it should break up. But on the other hand, what we have is the political will of the project. And they have an iron grip at the moment over these ancient democracies, I'm afraid. And they are determined to keep the Euro project going. And their new plan is to strip out any remaining sovereignty that existed in those countries and vest it with unelected people based at the center. It is a recipe for revolution, because people simply will not put up with declining living standards being imposed upon them by bureaucrats that they can't vote for and they can't remove.
And you've been in the parliament since 1999, exposing this as a very quiet voice, one of the founders of UKIP. Now, I mean, I see the news reports out of the UK. Your party is exploding. We're going to get to some of the socialist demonization and Marxist demonization of your party that doesn't want 80-plus percent of your laws made by unelected bureaucrats in the Euro. But expanding on this, you just hit the key here, Mr. Farage, joining us from England, folks, that they take the money, give it to Greece, and recycle it back to the technocratic bankers who are now appointing their own people over Italy, over Greece. I mean, you're one of the leading experts and resistors to this. Can you tell Americans and people in North America, but also our listeners in Europe and England, exactly what we're facing with this Euro tyranny and what they plan to do if they're not defeated?
Well, I mean, the fact is that the banking system and politics became hand in glove, one and the same thing. And that's been a complete disaster. And the amazing thing is, I mean, we have had elected prime ministers in Greece and Italy, removed by the bully boy bureaucrats and replaced by former Goldman Sachs employees. I mean, you honestly cannot believe what is going on. And their plan is to make this whole thing even worse, is to make elections in countries total irrelevancies, to build for themselves, you know, big new palaces in Brussels, Luxembourg and Strasbourg, and so they can be the masters. And they think, in their own sort of Walter Mitty way, that somehow they are going to become the world's global superpower. Well, they're living in dreamland, because the internal contradictions of the whole thing simply don't work. And while they're doing that, they're not just taking away democratic freedoms, they're also stripping out liberty by putting in place a system where they can monitor the internet, where they can monitor phone calls. I mean, we are heading in Europe for the Orwellian nightmare.
And that isn't just rhetoric. I mean, I see the reports constantly where they're getting rid of free speech in the continent. They're trying to get rid of free speech in the UK. They are demonizing people that are just for mild national sovereignty. For U.S. listeners, I would liken you guys to kind of constitutionalist, Ron Paul-esque. You are a successful businessman and worked in the markets, I know, in your own right. You come from the real world, and then we all watch and post at Infowars.com the amazing debates you have, and when you get up there and excoriate the unelected bureaucrats and they laugh at you or try to censor you, and then everything you talk about comes true. So tell us what's coming next, looking into your very accurate crystal ball.
What's coming next is that despite the problems that Southern Europe has, they lack leadership to get themselves out of the crisis. We will have, within the next 2 years, under a series of proposals that come from the unelected European Commission, but supported by the current German government, a new form of banking union, economic union, fiscal union, political union, and the whole thing completely unaccountable to the electors in any member state. And I honestly believe that those southern European countries, trapped inside a currency that doesn't suit them, desperately in need of getting a devaluation and also getting back their democracy, because of the safety valve. And I see the European monster getting worse over the next 2 or 3 years. And I see the suffering of people in the Mediterranean reaching a real crisis point. And I think the danger that Southern Europe faces is there could be a spark. And that spark could lead to something akin to violent revolution. And I think, frankly, the whip hand is now so firmly with the bureaucrats. You know, they hold all the cards, but possibly violence is the only way out of this.
Wow, unprecedented. And I know you've spoken about this, but I've read and confirmed it. Eastern Europe being brought in to the euro, many of the communists, not just socialists, operatives and apparatus controllers have now found a second unbelievable life in the bureaucracy and are recreating the Soviet Union.
Oh, very much so. I mean, the European Commission in Brussels is stuffed with people who, before the Berlin Wall came down, prospered under the old communist system. We've had commissioners, 6 commissioners here, who were actually members of the Soviet Communist Party, members of that system, that murdered 40 million of its own people, that led those countries to absolute misery and ruin, and they've now reinvented themselves. And frankly, what we've got now in Europe, and certainly governed from Brussels, is an updated form of centralized demand management economy. This is the new communism, of that I have no doubt. And when I say that in the parliament, when I say that when I meet them, they look very uncomfortable because they know that I'm right.
What about this new EU symbol I've seen on posters hanging up at government buildings that has hammers and sickles on it?
No, that, we haven't really reached that stage yet. What they're trying to do is to impose their flag. You know, the flag that the Ryder Cup team had. Sorry to sort of put a sore point on America, but the Ryder Cup team even had that flag, the blue flag with the 12 stars. That's the symbol that really matters to them. And they think that we in Europe are going to swear allegiance to that flag. Well, we're not. We're too different. We're too diverse. We speak different languages. We have different histories and cultures. And the attempt to impose a false nationality upon us is going to lead to ruin.
Sure. Obviously, it's all over the UK papers. UKIP foster couple agony, children taken. Council tells them they're racist because they're part of UKIP. I mean, this is incredible slander, libel, defamation.
It is. What happened is truly astonishing. A couple in their late 50s who have been fostering for the last 7 years, and apparently doing it very well, are both members of UKIP, activists in UKIP, and they currently had in their charge 3 young kids from very difficult backgrounds who happened to come from an Eastern European origin. And they were doing well with these kids. You know, by all accounts, they were doing very well with these kids. These kids were learning English. These kids were getting on. And there was the knock at the door. And the knock at the door from the council official said, "We have been tipped off that you're members of UKIP." It's as if it's sort of Eastern Germany, isn't it? You know. And we believe your party to be racist, and therefore it is inconsistent and wrong for you to have these children. And so these 3 kids were taken away from this couple that were giving them love, affection, helping them to get onto the real world. They've been placed elsewhere. They've been split up, which makes it even worse. And these 2 decent people, just because they support a party that says we should not be part of this European monster, and that whilst we have no prejudice against anybody from anybody in the world, we ought to have a degree of immigration controls about who comes into Britain, these people have been slandered. And it is, I think, just about the most revolting case I can see in modern Britain of an absolutely mad socialist Marxist mindset that has taken over local government in Britain. But there is one piece of good news about it, and that is that the whole country is absolutely revolted by what has happened.
And they won't apologize. Let me talk to you here in the break and see if you can do five more minutes to finish this. If not, we'll say bye here in a moment. But thank you. We're going to break. Folks, I've been following this. We've got it all linked up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Or just type UKIP into a search engine and click news. Hundreds of articles. The town council admits they took the kids because they're members of UKIP, one of the biggest parties. It's basically like the Libertarian Party. It doesn't even get into racial issues. We'll be right back. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you follow international politics that affect us here in North America, because it's all intertwined by the same bureaucrats, the same mega banks that brag they conquered Europe and the U.S. I mean, there's headlines where they brag they took us over by fraud, by derivatives. Now, you'll know that Nigel Farage, a member of the European Union Parliament hailing from England, from the UK is our champion over there. I mean, he's the Ron Paul in Europe. And we're just so honored to have him here with us in this short final segment that another guest is joining us. And, of course, it was 2 years ago that he survived an incredible plane crash. Went back on May 6, 2010. We'll actually put that news article up on screen for people. Just unbelievable photos of the plane upside down with him and the pilot. And then he actually walked out of it. Just absolutely brutal photos that we'll scroll through there for people. But you've got the floor, sir, in the time we've got left here, finishing up with this family and this new attempt to demonize that you're not putting a good face on it. It has absolutely backfired in every newspaper I've seen.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, everybody, even the left-wing press, are saying this has gone too far. This is disgusting. The trouble is, whilst there is a wall of support for what we've had to say and for this, the council in Yorkshire who did this have announced there'll be an inquiry. Now, on the face of it, that sounds good, but really, this is just kicking the can down the road. I want an apology for these parents. I want those kids to be brought back together and returned. I want these people pardoned, and I want heads to roll. And it just shows you how government works in the Western world now. The woman who made the decision to take those kids away, working for a local council in a small English provincial town, is paid a salary of £130,000 a year. That's $200,000 a year. This woman gets paid to look after kids in Rotherham, and I want her to be sacked. I want her head to roll. And if we don't get the right redress from all of this, then I will, on behalf of this couple, take legal action. Because people like this just must not be allowed to be bullied by the state. This case sums up just what goes wrong. We're very, very close now to having a thought police in our country, and I'm going to fight it with all my might.
It's Joyce Thacker, Director of Children's Services for Rotherham Council. And again, this isn't you saying they took the kids because they were constitutional, you know, pro-UK sovereignty, sanity, just mainline good libertarian folks. But, I mean, if they took these from bad people who, you know, were white supremacists or black supremacists, still you don't take their kids. Now we've gotten to the point where they're proud of it and are saying that this is the way it is. This is the thought police.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it really is. I mean, this is the Orwellian nightmare come true. This, I think, this case illustrates just how bad, just how rotten things have become. But listen, I'm going to do my best to make sure Joyce Thacker loses that big salary she gets for not looking after kids in Rotherham. And I want this decent couple, you know, really good people who society needs, and I want them pardoned, back on the foster register. And I think also they probably deserve a bit of compensation for what they've been through.
But again, they intend to stick to their guns, saying that one of the biggest parties in the UK is evil. I mean, it's clear that if these people have their way, I mean, I see them all the time calling in the UK for the arrest of people that don't believe in man-made global warming, who don't want to pay Al Gore money.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, there is a huge ideological war, isn't there, that's going on here between those of us that believe in free speech and liberty and the right that we can agree and disagree on things and this new horrible bureaucratic monstrous state that is gone beyond the democratic process. And it, I mean, in a sense, you know, this case in Rotherham is just a little small example of my bigger battle against the whole European monster. It's about, frankly, I believe, Alex, it is about the battle between good and evil.
It is. In the 1 minute we've got left, how do people get involved who are listening in the UK to UKIP and people in Europe who want to export these ideas of freedom against the ideas of tyranny?
Absolutely. This battle is as important in every other European country as it is in the United Kingdom. If you look at UKIP.org, you'll see what we're doing. It's a good website. It's updated every day. We are the campaign for truth and liberty. We've got the establishment in Westminster absolutely terrified of us. And you know what? We haven't even started yet.
Worldwide, people are waking up to the globalist tyranny, and Member of Parliament from the UK to the EU, Nigel Farage, amazing videos as he does battle with the globalists. Thank you for the time. I know you're under the weather, and we're glad you survived that plane crash. God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. I mean, tell you, if you don't know who that guy is, you better find out. Just dynamite. Dynamite the way he tears them up. We need more men and women like him worldwide to fight the globalist.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, he's coming to us first, and I find it flattering and interesting that he's a listener. He's going to be on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast coming up later this afternoon. I talked to Joe, by the way, this morning. Joe's going to be on with us, I think Thursday. He's got his national tour going around the country. Always great to have my friend Joe Rogan on the show. But it's funny, I talked to Joe this morning and then separately talked to John McAfee, and he was telling me that he was going to be on Joe's show. It's just a plug there. I hope they don't come after him. He's been on the phone with a Forbes writer when the police show up with armed men, and he's offering a huge reward to find out who really killed the person in Belize that they're saying he's the main suspect in. And, of course, he's the inventor of one of the most well-known antivirus software, John McAfee. And he worked for Lockheed until 1987, then ventured into the antivirus business as one of the first people to understand that that was obvious problem out there with the viruses. And he joins us now. He's been on many TV shows with his different businesses down in Belize for tourists and things. And then he got raided by police in a bizarre event. And then now they're saying down there in the piratical, area of former British Honduras, what is Belize, beautiful area, I've been there many times, that he's the murder suspect. Now, most of you probably already know that. John McAfee, from tech pioneer to murder suspect, is one of the headlines. McAfee on the run, murder and mayhem, but few taxes in Belize. That's Forbes. The continuing story of John McAfee is told by John McAfee. So he is speaking out. And McAfee's former girlfriend says the internet pioneer is fighting for his life. And he is on with us today. Sir, thank you for reaching out to us, because I have to tell you, when I saw this break in the last few weeks, I was like, that sounds like pure bull to me, that, what they're saying happened. Plus the Belizean police, I've only been down there 8 or 9 times, but I've read about it. I mean, they're well known for being pretty darn corrupt. But I've seen them do some shady things in Belize City. But enough of me. You've got the floor. Good to have you here. Start at the beginning. Tell us what really happened, or as best you can tell, and where all this is going, and about the reward that people can find there on your website that I'll also put up on screen.
Well, thank you, Alex. I'm really happy to be here. This breaks my boredom tremendously. I've been living in a very constrained environment for a while, so this is quite a thrill for me. Okay, where did it start? It started the last day of April of this year, when at 6 in the morning I was woken up to the sound of bullhorns, dogs barking, and gunfire, and got out of bed, stark raving naked, went out on my porch and saw 42 armed soldiers with automatic weapons in full riot gear storming my property. When I heard the commotion, I picked up a handgun, which I keep for protection. I put the handgun down on the step, went back inside, put my pants on, woke up my girlfriend. She got up calmly, got dressed, sat on the edge of the bed. I went outside, was grabbed by a bunch of people, slammed up against the wall, and told that they were there with a search warrant for an illegal meth lab, meth meaning methamphetamines. I was handcuffed, held in the sun for 14 hours without food and water. Oh, at one point, I did ask for some water and some food for the people who were arrested with me. The soldier standing nearby said, do I look like a chef to you? Indeed, he did not look like a chef, so it was my mistake. In any case, they hauled me off to the Belize City Jail. I spent 6 hours sleeping on a concrete floor and was finally released with no charges being filed. The following day, I asked for publicly an apology from the prime minister, who privately responded, who does he think he is, to his close confidants. That was the beginning of my story. Since that time, I've had nothing but harassment from the authorities here. They've attempted to charge me with a variety of charges. The very first was running an antibiotics laboratory without a license. That didn't go very far, because what I was working on was actually a topical antiseptic, not an antibiotic, which we take systemically.
And by the way, before this interview, I did some more research on you. They've had national TV shows here in the U.S. about the little laboratory you've got that's discovering things in the rainforest and patenting plant derivatives and things. So you're an entrepreneur down there, well respected, because I did a lot of research before we did this interview, and it really does look like they're targeting you. Why do you think they began to come after you?
I have not played by the rules. The rules in Belize are, if you are a rich foreigner, you have to pay your dues, and you pay them to the higher-ups in the government, the high officials. I've donated about $7 million worth of gear to every aspect of the Belizean economy, the Belizean police force, to schools, to charity organizations, you name it. But my donations, rather than giving the money to the government and letting them dole it out, where 90% of it goes to the families of the officials, I donate directly. For example, I bought boots for the entire Orange Walk Police Department. I got their sizes first, bought them, and requested an inventory of who they went to. Now, there's no way for the government to skim anything from that. I built a police station for the village of Carmelita, a very nice police station.
So there you go. I mean, you're a successful...
They did not like like that because I should have given the government the money and let the government build the police station. So I'm not playing by the rules. I refuse to donate to either political party. The current party sent just prior to the last election, just a few months before I was raided, by the way, an envoy demanding of a large sum of money in exchange for which I would be treated very nicely. I ordered them off of my property. That was a serious mistake, foolishness. You can attribute it to my advancing age. But that was the beginning of my trouble.
Amazing. So you're a well-known inventor, well-known businessman, started all sorts of tourist businesses, tours, you name it, all over the islands, and you were not being shaken down, kind of like our founding fathers didn't want it to be shaken down. And so they've started trying to set you up, and now there was a murder, and it's convenient, and they want to basically send you down the river. I mean, is that a fair assumption of what your side of the story is?
I would say it's exactly my side of the story. And basically, they're opportunists. Somebody's murdered right next door to me. Well, not right next door, but, you know, a few hundred yards down the beach. Perfect. Let's grab the bastard.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I mean, most people know the story. It's been one of the biggest stories the last few weeks. And here you are. You've been communicating via text and things. Now you're on the air. Obviously, national media is going to be tuning into this. A, what do you want to say to the national media? B, what do you want to say to the Belizean authorities, if you can call the CD operators that? What would you like to say to them as well? And then where do you want to see all this go?
What I'd like to say to the national media is, number one, I'd like to make an apology to Jeff Wise, the intrepid reporter who has been bulldogging my ass for 2.5 years now for unknown reasons. In an effort to understand his animosity, I confused him with yet another reporter that reported on my flying activities in New Mexico. During that time, I did probably 20 magazine interviews. I publicly stated that Jeff had acted improperly to one of the women. Unfortunately, when I was going to actually post the picture, when I got the picture, it was a different reporter.
Okay, so you're correcting that. That's good.
It was horrifying. Go ahead, sir.
No. So you're correcting that now.
I'm correcting that now. My apology. To the rest of the media, I would say get a life. Let's do some real reporting. Everything in the national media is basically regurgitating what somebody else had said. So we're not getting the news third hand. We're getting it 50th hand. So get a life. Get a job, a real job. To the Belizean authorities, please take a look in the mirror. As to where this is heading, sir, I have no clue. I'm flying this by the seat of my pants and taking this a moment at a time.
Now, what's the best website for people to visit to find your side of the story in text and also find out about the reward?
The best website is whoismcafee.com. It's my blog. Also, we have an official Twitter site. This is called Official McAfee. I very strongly would advise people to go to to my blog site, whoismcafee.com, to get my side of the events. And also, three of my best friends have also been arrested on my behalf, unfortunately. This is the way they do it here in Belize. If they can't grab you, they grab your friends, your wife, if they can grab them, your children, and arrest them. They have been arrested and are being held in prison unjustly. On my website are all the email addresses that you can write to please, please demand their release. They have nothing whatsoever to do with anything.
Well, again, sir, I want to believe you. You sound legitimate to me. I already knew who you were. I did some research. I also, again, have been to Belize many times since I was a child, and my father's been down there even more to scuba dive with my mother, and he researched the area and talked to friends that lived down there over the years who left, saying that even if you don't have a lot of money, now the government tries to shake you down. The people overall are pretty good folks, but it is a famous, you know, kind of pirate cove, archipelago of islands down there. And so that's why I tend to lean towards believing what you're saying, knowing what I know about the so-called Belizean government that might as well have the Jolly Roger as their official symbol. Any other points you'd like to make on that front? And, I mean, obviously you don't want to get into how you're evading specifically, but first tell us about the reward.
Okay, I've offered a $25,000 police reward for any information leading to the arrest and conviction of the real killer, Mr. Fall. That's obviously in my interest. I'm not doing it out of altruism. I don't quite believe in altruism, but
That's why I said that, yeah.
And for 200 years, it had no flag other than the Jolly Roger. The British, when they took it over, didn't really take it over as a country. They were actually helping the pirates because the pirates attacked the Spanish galleons coming from South America that had to go right by the reef outside. And so they were, the belief was a benefit to the British and continued to be a benefit up until the 1950s. And that's when England abandoned it. As with many colonies that England has abandoned, a self-governance is not as easy as it first appears.
No kidding. Continuing here, I could ask so many questions, and I will, but what else do you, I mean, obviously, you're now just not writing on your blog. You've reached out to Infowars.com to speak to folks. Why did you reach out to us?
I'll be really frank with you, sir. My advisor suggested it. This is the very first time I've had contact with you, so not because of disinterest, but because the bandwidth here in this country does not support podcasts.
No, I understand. Okay, I just knew that you'd reached out to us.
I'm surprised you have not asked about drug use, the famous blue light hoax that occurred earlier in the year, the intimidations that I am on a substance called MDPV. You've asked some very soft questions so far, sir. I would suggest moving to hardball.
I mean, it's not that. It's just that we've seen all the demonization in the media, and so I always go with the little guy because it's better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to jail. So I kind of take the defense attorney position in life because I grew up seeing the system posing as good guys generally being the bad guys. Now maybe my life experiences skewed me towards always being for the underdog. I just wanted to, since you contacted us, I wanted to give you a chance to, you know, to basically lay out all your points before we got into any, you know, hardball questions, as you call them.
All right. I think my points have been laid out, and I have appreciated that opportunity, sir. So,
well, okay, let's get into standard. Let's get into standard media questions then. Where are you right now? How are you hiding now? How dare you kill that man? I mean, if you want those type of questions, you know you did it, McAfee. Just turn yourself in; it'll go easier on you. Come out with your hands up. Sure. No. Seriously, how are you evading these guys so successfully?
Okay, number one, I did not kill Mr. Fall. That's the most absurd allegation of my entire life. Number two, I really cannot say anything about where I am, how I've evaded detection, what I look like, or anything else. I apologize for being evasive, but by saying something on a show of your size, I know for a fact the Belizean authorities are listening as we speak. So please forgive me for
And listen, I was playing devil's advocate. I mean, obviously, you are a innocent man until proven guilty, and I don't think you would do this. I don't think you'd go down the beach and, you know, kill somebody, you know, when you have so much to lose. And I don't trust the Belizean authorities. But obviously people are wondering. Well, you told me off air, you just said somebody of, quote, your age who's been around certainly knows how to hide out. And I guess your point is, you know, that you're streetwise.
I am streetwise. The first half of my life was spent sort of on the streets. So I've 33 or 34 years ago, my life changed radically, hopefully for the better. When I stopped using drugs, I stopped drinking alcohol. I have not had a sip of wine, beer, or anything else in over 30 years, neither have I taken drugs in that period of time. I will be honest, I have started smoking cigarettes again, which some people call a drug, and I will fess up to that.
Why do you think they're claiming in the media?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
And I also drink coffee, which contains caffeine, which if you have four or five espressos, is a pretty speedy hit. But beyond that, that's the extent of my my drug use.
What would you like to see, best case scenario, them start a real investigation instead of just saying you did it?
Well, I would love a real investigation. However, it's not in the government's interest. If the real murderer is found, then suddenly this whole opportunity to remove McAfee as a major thorn in the government's side simply disappears.
Now, again, you've had national media in your lab. You were, I've seen the newscast. You're very proud of what you developed. You've told the press that you believe it's when you came up with this tropical antiseptic that they wanted, or a topical antiseptic that they came after you.
Well, at that point, obviously, had I continued and been successful, it would have been, you know, a multi-billion dollar pay up. I don't mind doing that if you want to do it in the form of taxes and tax to everyone. I don't care how unjustly or how skewed it may be. But for someone to come and say, here, give me $5 million, you know, that doesn't cut it. You know, my answer is good.
Reading news articles where they do talk about claiming that you were on a forum bragging that you developed some new drug that you were on. I mean, anybody could go to a forum and say that I'm developing a drug. In fact, I've had them say that about me. I had to sue somebody one time saying just making it up. I mean, I've never been involved in any drugs, period. I mean, I've been Mr. Straight my whole life other than, you know, stealing beer out of golf carts a few times on the golf course growing up. When we come back, I want to ask you about those allegations, though. Straight ahead, and any other points you want to make. And who knows, he's on with us. He can stay on us a little bit longer before he goes on Joe Rogan's show after our show ends. Perhaps we should open the phones up for John McAfee. I'm Alex Jones. Our website's InfoWars.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
John McAfee, sex, drugs, and antivirus software. And there he is, looking like the older brother of Rob Zombie, with his 12-gauge shotgun and a smile on his face. It looks like, you know, for a guy your age, I think you're in pretty good shape, buddy. Looks like you were having a little too much fun down there, but you say you didn't kill this guy. You know nothing about it. How were you able to get the heads up and get away from them before they came and threw you in their Belizean jail?
I saw the police coming up the beach. They're remarkably inept when it comes to hiding themselves.
Well, sure. And instead, and you'd already been harassed by them quite a bit, so I guess you knew to get out of there.
I did.
Okay, specifically, we were talking during the break. Why are you reaching out to Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, and why are you going with alternative media?
Okay, I'm reaching out to both you and Joe because my advisors suggested it. To be really frank, I'd never heard your show before, nor Joe Rogan's. Again, not because of disinterest, but because we...
No, but that's a good place to go because we're at least real people.
And I'm on there, but the internet... Because if you look at traditional news, traditional media, it's nothing more than regurgitation of what's been said. Whereas on the internet, you are more real time. You have access to more facilities, and it tends to be a little truer story.
Yeah, I mean, exactly, because I don't have somebody pulling my strings. And I can tell you, big network people, they've got people pulling their strings. They're reading off teleprompters, so at least here we're having a real discussion, you know, person to person, man to man. Now, expanding, I guess I'll put my foot in my mouth because, I mean, I wouldn't make these statements. You say you don't use drugs, so why are you on a drug forum making these comments? I made the leap, but then I see how ridiculous the comments are. It makes sense. You were being sarcastic. Tell folks about the MP, the MDPV. You were making jokes about bath salts.
Because the idiot
Belizean authorities knew you were running a laboratory. You've been on the news about it. They probably thought you had it and were going to torture you to get it.
Well, thank God they didn't torture me. I got out of jail in time and took refuge on the island. But it was so obviously a prank, so obviously, because that board does have legitimate chemists on it. All couple of hundred of them who were reading it, they all said, this is a hoax. People don't believe this crap. And so they left. But the rank and file, they just kept the thing going. I mean, anybody who reads it will know,
yeah.
Obviously.
No, my gut tells me that you screwed around about this.
All kinds of things. But my God, had I developed that? Had I rediscovered the formula? Trust me, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Sure, my gut tells me.
I would be a Bayer executive, not having to work.
John McAfee's our guest, the software developer, famous, and now even more famous, being a murder suspect in Belize. We're back in 60 seconds. Let's talk about it. But my gut tells me your little joke, your little got you into trouble.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.